The former principal of Waterville High School is facing a misdemeanor charge of official oppression as the result of allegations that he solicited an 18-year-old female senior for sex last summer. Don Ryder was fired from his position this week, and is currently being investigated by New Hampshire authorities on similar allegations dating back more than a decade ago in that state. But as A.J. Higgins reports, Ryder's attorney maintains there's not enough evidence to support the charge.
Under Maine law, the misdemeanor crime of official oppression can be brought against a public official who uses his or her office with the intent of benefiting personally or harming another individual. And as far as Kennebec County District Attorney Megan Maloney is concerned, Don Ryder intended to achieve both of those goals when the former principal of Waterville High School allegedly solicited an 18-year-old student for sex in his office behind closed doors. The young woman later reported him.
Just because it's one person's word against another doesn't mean that a case shouldn't be brought. You have to decide who you believe. And that's my job, to decide who I believe. And then that's ultimately the job of the jury, to decide who they believe. So if I believe a victim in a case, then I bring a case forward.
In the days since the Waterville allegations against Ryder came to light, former students in New Hampshire have come forward to make similar complaints against Ryder when he was employed at a regional high school in New Ipswich 17 years ago. Maloney said the charge against the former educator sent the message that a higher standard of behavior is expected from those who are supposed to be in a position of public trust. The prosecutor said the 18-year-old student has agreed to testify against the former principal in a case that has divided the Waterville community.
I obviously don't have a case without her cooperation. This has been extraordinarily difficult on her. She has been ridiculed. She has been called a liar. And I can't even imagine how hard it has been for her going through this process. But through it all, she has gained even more strength in herself, in a belief in doing what's right and in pursuing justice.
This is a case where the facts are disputed, the law is disputed, and it has more issues than National Geographic.
Ryder is represented by Augusta attorney Walter McKee, who says he will stage a vigorous defense for his client, whom he says faces charges that can't be substantiated by the state.
What happened in that room? Nobody even really knows, right? There's two different versions about what happened. But even assuming that everything that she says is 100% accurate, that's not the crime of official oppression. The crime of official oppression is something that's part of the anti-corruption statutes in our criminal code. It doesn't fit anywhere else. So even if you think that everything that she says is absolutely true, Dawn committed no crime whatsoever.
Maloney said she does not expect any further action in the case until after the first of the year. The prosecutor said that while the crime does carry a jail term of up to 6 months, the penalty is rarely imposed. Instead, she said fines of up to $1,000 are more commonly assigned against those convicted of the charge. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.